Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Just want to say I appreciate everyone that's here. Thank you so much for coming out here this morning. I really appreciate you for going ahead and taking the responsibility of drinking a cup of coffee to wake up this morning and eating breakfast and praise the Lord and getting here. And some of you probably didn't have time to eat breakfast because you might have got up late anyways. But thank God you're here. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. And I just want to let you know that I care about you. Thank God for you. And I'm ready for revival. Amen. I'm ready for what God is doing in our lives. Just want to recognize a few people here this morning. I thank God that my uncle and aunt's here. And they're sitting right back there in the back corner. And my cousin. And that's my Uncle Ray and Aunt Jenny and Sandra and Mark over there, my cousin. Hallelujah. So glad y'all are here this morning, and I just want to let you know that that I respect you and I honor you today. Hallelujah, for what you've done for me in my life. Amen. How many is ready for the Word? Amen. Hallelujah, ready for the Word. Let's go to Joshua chapter 1. I didn't give any scriptures to Dennis this past week. I usually will text him. And, he's getting it. Usually I'll text him throughout the week and tell him a little bit of where the Lord's leading us. But I really, I don't think I've had any contact. We haven't even talked last week a whole lot, have we? Okay, praise the Lord. But I'll give you some time to turn to Joshua chapter 1. And everyone say inheritance. How do we get our inheritance? Well, first of all, we place our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we'll go ahead and read this scripture here in Joshua chapter 1. It says, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, praise the Lord, you and all this people, to the land which I am giving to them, the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you, as I said to Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and to the great sea, toward the going down of the sun, shall be your territory. What's so amazing about this scripture is that God is giving a promise. How many's ever heard the song, I'm standing on the promises of God, my Savior? In order for the promises of God to become real in your life, you have to be willing to claim it. In order to have a promise to become true in your life, you have to claim that promise and pray that promise in your life. And this is what makes prayer so powerful. It's one thing to read about the promises of God, but it's another thing to claim the promises of God. And I feel like that's where some of us can live in defeat, is because we can know a promise, but yet not claim the promise. Amen. So it's important for us to declare the promises of God in our life. The Bible gives us all kinds of promises. And right here, he promises us. And I love Deuteronomy chapter 28. I love this, and I just want to read just a couple of verses here. And in verse 1, he says, now it shall come to pass, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you high above all nations of the earth. And look here, I love this. And all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you. Now, he doesn't just stop at come upon you. He says these blessings shall overtake you because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. This is good. Blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the country. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body. That's your children, by the way. That's your offspring. Hallelujah. The produce of your ground and the increase of your herds, the increase of your cattle and the offspring of your flocks. Blessed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. Look here. Look at all these promises. Blessed shall you be when you come in. And blessed shall you be when you go out. It's constant. Amen. The Lord will cause your enemies who rise against you to be defeated before your face. They shall come out against you one way and flee before you seven ways. Hallelujah. The Lord will command the blessing on you in your storehouses. Is that finances? I think it is, isn't it? Finance? Yeah. In your storehouses and in all to which you set your hand. And he will bless you in the land which the Lord your God is giving you. The Lord will command the blessing. Next verse. The Lord will establish you as a holy people to himself, just as he sworn to you, if you keep the commandments of the Lord your God and walk in his ways. The Bible here promises us that every area of our life will be blessed if we will walk and obey him. And it is through the new covenant, it is through the cross of Jesus Christ that the Lord commanded the blessing to come upon us, because we are not living under the old covenant, we are living under the new covenant. We are living in New Testament. And so the Lord, God the Father, hallelujah, sent his Son in order to provide the blessing for us, because we couldn't be blessed without the shedding of what? Blood. And it's because of Jesus' righteousness and his blood that we have the blessing upon our life. But if you go around and you don't claim the promises that God has given you in Deuteronomy chapter 28, and you don't claim it and you don't believe it, guess what? It won't happen. But you got to keep on claiming it, and you got to keep on declaring it until you see it's real in your life. Because the Bible, the Spirit, is more real than your body, than this, right? Y'all agree with me? The other day, me and Danielle went to her great-grandmother's house, and we was going to pick up something she was going to give us. It was chinaware, and because we're getting married in November, and so we need a little help, you know, getting started and things like that. And so, but the thing was, it wasn't all she was going to give us, but we didn't know that. And she says, look in here in this room. You can get all these pictures you want. Okay. Look at this table here in the kitchen. You know, this is, I've had this table a long time, and I just want to keep it in the family. Heirloom, sentimental. So she says, so she gives us the table, she gives us the chinaware, she gives us the pictures, and she says, I got to get rid of this stuff because I want to give it to somebody in the family. Did you catch it? Listen, we are in the family of God. The Lord is wanting to keep his inheritance in the family, if you could get it. And so we're sitting there, and we never would have got the inheritance if we never would have entered her presence. Did y'all catch that? We never would have got the inheritance if we didn't have to. But we were willing to enjoy her presence because we were willing to enjoy her presence and enter into her house on her terms. Amen. Because we were willing to enter into her presence on her terms. See, a lot of times we want to go to God on our own terms. But God has terms for himself. He says, look, you've got to die to yourself before you can have life. Amen. And so me and Danielle, we're here, we're in her house, and we're sitting there, we're enjoying her presence. And she says, look, you take this, you take that, you take this. Because we understood something. We understood we actually had to show up and get in her presence before we could receive anything. Application. Before you can receive anything from the Lord, you've actually got to show God that you're willing to show up when he shows up. You've got to be willing to show God, I'm willing to go into the presence of God, because without his presence, I have nothing. There is no inheritance. There is nothing for me. But because I'm willing to go into the presence of God, his blessing shall come upon me, and they shall overtake me, and he will command his blessing upon me. Listen, I'm the head and not the tail. I'll never be the tail, because I'm in the family of God, and God wants to keep it in the family. And I'm here to tell you, if you're not in the family of God, you are totally, really missing out on these blessings, because the blessing is in the blesser himself. Yes. Hallelujah. Isn't that great? And so we were willing to go, and we got more than what we thought we were going to get. And I'm here to tell you, if you'll get in the presence of God, that's why David said better is one day in his courts than 1,000 days elsewhere. And if you're willing to get into the presence of God and press in and press in and raise your hands and say, I'm getting into the presence of God. I'm going to tell him how much I love. I had a bad week this week, but I'm going to tell God how much I love him. I really had a hard time this week. I messed up. I made a few mistakes, but I'm going to press on in into the presence of God because the inheritance belongs to me. Hallelujah. Man, that's exciting, isn't it? If you'll just show up and get in the presence of God, he'll release his inheritance in your life. Everybody say, lay claim. You got to lay claim on the promises of God. In verse 3, we read, he says, I have given you, in Joshua chapter 1, every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you, as I said to Moses. The whole land was given. The promise is already there. But we've got to be willing to fight, right? Ephesians chapter 6, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, spiritual darkness. And what we try to do, we try to fight the enemy with earthly things. And you can't fight the enemy with earthly things. You've got to fight him with what? Worship. And that's the reason why when we come in here, I ask you at the beginning of the service, are you ready to worship the Lord? Are you ready to worship the Lord? Because I understand that worship defeats the enemy. And when I ask you, are you ready to pray? Prayer, praise, worship. When we begin to get into the presence of God, there is no enemy. Amen. The presence of God is so important. And God has given us this promise. In verse 3, he gives the promise to the children of Israel. In verse 3, every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you, as I said to Moses. Joshua has this promise to lead the people of Israel. They're going into a land flowing with milk and honey, as the Bible says. And the Bible says that they're going to receive vineyards that they didn't even plant. It's all because of the grace of God, and God's given them this promise, but they've got to be willing to overcome the opposition that is in the land that belongs to them. And there are times in our life where we have to press into the presence of God because there is an enemy that doesn't want you to get into the presence of God. This is what the enemy will tell you. You can't get into the presence of God because the blood of Jesus only covers certain ones who try to do the best they can. Did y'all catch that? The blood of Jesus covers those who have faith in Christ Jesus. And if you'll begin to understand that it's the blood of Jesus that gives you access to the presence of God, hallelujah. For by grace are you saved through faith. Does it say, for by grace are you saved through trials, troubles? It says, for by grace are you saved through faith. It is faith that propels me into the presence of God. That's the reason why when we have circumstances and things are going on in our life, there's so much chaos, we can still enter the presence of God because it's not through the chaos and it's not through the circumstance and it's not through the situation. It is through faith that bubbles up inside of me by the power of the Holy Spirit. And when I come into the house of God, man, I've been going through it, been going through it, been going through it. Well, since I've been going through it, I think I'm going to go through faith because that is how I get into the presence of God. That's good stuff. Somebody say amen. Amen. Faith. Everybody say faith. Faith. Everybody say inheritance. Inheritance. Your inheritance awaits you. It's here. You have to believe it by faith. And Joshua leads them into the promised land. We have our own Joshua, don't we? His name is Jesus. And he died on the cross. And what he did at the cross of Calvary gives us access to this inheritance. It's released. It's ours. All we have to do is believe by faith. But the enemy doesn't want us to believe that. He wants to tear us down with condemnation. You don't deserve the promise. You don't deserve to go into the land of promise. You don't deserve these things. You don't need it. Listen, God doesn't love you. God doesn't care for you. Listen, you've got a purpose. You've got a plan. You've got a calling on your life. If you'll just look to God, man, he'll release that in your life. And you'll be like, man, there was no way this could have happened without God. Listen, God cares more about you than you really think. Amen, church. Are you getting something out of this morning? The blessing of the Lord. See, The land of promise here doesn't just represent our future in heaven, but it represents our inheritance now. What God has for us now. For our God is a present refuge. He's our present help in trouble. A lot of times we think in futuristic terms, but God is wanting us to think about now. What are we doing now for the kingdom of God? What does God have for us now? Yes, hallelujah. I want to see the streets of gold, and I want to see Jesus face to face. But I believe that God wants to demonstrate His power and His Spirit right now. That God wants to show Himself to us more than we really think. Everybody say now. The Bible doesn't say in Hebrews 11, in the future, faith is the substance of things hoped for. It says now. Now is faith the substance of things hoped for. And if we'll begin to understand, wait a minute, God wants to move now. God wants to move in my heart. God wants to move for me. And so really my breakthrough is dependent upon me. My healing is dependent upon me because now I know about the promise. Now I need to claim the promise. If God said He would save my family, hallelujah, I'm going to depend on that word because that is a promise. I'm ready to claim it in Jesus' name. We're standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of God. See, it wasn't God's will to bring them out of Egypt just to wander in the desert. And they wandered in the desert. And there was only two people that went from that generation went into the promised land, right? Joshua and Caleb. Because they seen more than just opposition. How many knows it's easy to see opposition more than the solution? It really is. Listen, I've seen it done in my life. I would focus on the negatives, focus on the problem. This was my problem. I was praying the problem. I wasn't praying the answer. Do y'all not agree with me? We say, Lord, give me an answer. But the answer is in the book. Amen. And if the answer is in the book, then we need to go ahead and pray the answer, not the problem. So if I'm living in fear, I need to claim the promise of, for God has not given me a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and of a sound mind. If I want to start thinking right, and if I want to start thinking right and talking to myself, everybody talks to themselves, you know. You do know that. Everybody does. And most of it is negative. Oh me, I'm a terrible person. Oh my gosh, it's another day. It's another, oh me, oh my. If you'll change your self-talk, and change that talk into, wait a minute, I'm going to go against my feeling today. My feeling today is that I'm a nobody, and I'm a terrible person. I need to go against that. I need to start quoting the Word of God. Instead of saying, I'm a nobody, I'm terrible, I can't do what God's called me to do, I can't be what God's called me to be, why don't you start claiming the promise of what He started in me, Philippians 1:6, He will complete it in the day of redemption. Y'all catch that? Listen, some of us, we get so down and out because we focus on the problem and we focus on ourselves. We become self-conscious and not God-conscious. And we've got to understand that if I'm God-conscious, then God will begin to release the inheritance in my life. Amen. See, a whole generation missed their inheritance because they didn't lay claim on their inheritance. All they could see was the opposition. All they could see was the enemy. They didn't realize that God's presence was with them. And all they had to do was lay claim on the promise. It's all they had to do. They had to believe God. They thought their problems were bigger than God. Everybody say change of perspective. Changing your mind. Changing your perspective of how you look at things. The problem is not really the problem. The problem is how you see the problem. Did you catch that? The problem is how you see it. And listen, do you agree with me? God is bigger than every problem. Amen. God is bigger, isn't He? Do you believe it? Raise your hand if you agree with me. God is bigger. God is bigger. So when we come to worship God, and when we go through this week, we've got to get it in our minds. We've got to get it in our spirit. God's bigger. God's bigger. Listen, here's a good one. God's bigger than the mistakes I made last week. God is bigger than my sin. God is bigger. God is bigger. And when I begin to focus on God and I begin to focus on His Word, guess what? Holiness starts to well up in my heart. Because right living comes from right believing. Amen, church. Right believing comes from right believing produces right living. Got it. Amen, church. So God has given us his promises. If you knew, listen now, if you knew you had an inheritance and somebody called you and you knew it for sure, man, you just inherited $1 million. Okay, what would you do? Would you lay claim on the? Would you lay claim on it? Or would you say, well, money don't mean nothing. Money's not everything. Right? I mean, I'm pretty sure some of you would be like, right here, I'm laying claim on it. It's got my name on it. I'm claiming it because my name's on it. It's my inheritance. If you would do that for $1 million, how much more is the word of God, the promises of God, how much more worth is it than $1 million? And we'll lay claim on $1 million in a heartbeat. Bam! No more factory. Right? No more Paytons. No more Whirlpool. Right? No more of this. No more of that. Man, $1 million. What if we took Deuteronomy chapter 28 this seriously? He will command his blessing to come upon me. And they shall, his blessing shall overtake me. I claim it right here. Amen. Because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. It's mine. And Jesus obeyed when he went to the cross. And I'm laying claim on it. You say, well, I don't see it yet. We don't live by what we see, guys.
Amen.
We don't live by what we see. We live by faith. We don't live by feeling. Because I'm telling you right now, if I lived by feeling, I wouldn't even be here this morning. Because, man, I've had some terrible feelings. Up, down, up, down, up, down. But God's word is like way up here. It's still up there. And if you keep quoting the word of God and keep focusing on God, he will see you through. Amen. Did I surprise y'all when I told you if I live by feeling that I wouldn't be here this morning? Did I surprise y'all? I hope I didn't, because I'm a person. Amen, church. Hallelujah. Listen, we all have feelings. One week, I can be pretty high one week. Next week, I'm just kind of, ooh, help me, Jesus. I'm going through this battle. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Because I realize sometimes I got the flesh I got to deal with. And I understand that I'm going to be in this flesh until I go to heaven. So this flesh at times is going to war against the spirit of what God's called me to do. I got a second enemy. He's the devil. Spiritual, evil spirits, things that try to oppose and try to keep us from serving the Lord, try to cause us to have abnormal behavior, things that we normally wouldn't do. We got to go against that, don't we? Let me tell you this. But if we keep talking about scary stuff all the time, if we keep talking about demons, guess who's going to show up? Demons. If you keep talking about evil spirits all the time, guess who's going to show up? Evil spirits. You say, oh man, the devil's really got me this week. The devil's really got me today. The devil's really got me. Man, you talk more about the devil than you do the Lord. But if you'll talk about the Lord Jesus and say, you know what? Jesus is more powerful than any foul spirit. Jesus is more powerful than any lying spirit or Jezebel spirit. Jesus is King of kings and he is Lord of lords. I will not be controlled by the enemy. I will not be manipulated. I will not be intimidated. I serve a God who is bigger than any problem. I serve a God who loves me and cares for me. Amen, church. Hallelujah. So you got to stand up and say, wait a minute, the blessings of Deuteronomy 28 are mine because of what Jesus did. I have the inheritance. I am blessed. I don't see it yet, but it is coming. It is mine. It belongs to me. It is my inheritance. I don't care what anybody says. It's mine because I belong to him. And the Bible says in the book of Ephesians that we are joint heirs with Christ Jesus. So you in here today, I hope you take this instruction. You need to start claiming the promises of God over your life. Stop laying claim over the lies of the enemy. You're no good. You can't do this. You can't serve God. You're not called to preach. You're not called to carry the gospel. You're not called. Look at what happened. Look at that bad thing that happened. God was with you then, wasn't he? Where's God at now? Some of you have been through it, I know. I've been through it. Isn't that what the enemy will tell you? Where's your God at now? Look at what you're going through right now. Look at this. Look at this trouble. Look at this trouble. Nobody cares. Why are you doing this? You know nobody cares about you. You know, here's another lie. Nobody wants to listen to you. Nobody wants to listen to what you have. Nobody cares. Do you see the lies? And what happens is we'll entertain the lies more than we will the blessing. And if we'll focus on the blessing and focus upon the Lord, the lies of the enemy can't touch us. Because the lies of the enemy are just that. They are lies, people. Lies. Anything, if I get a thought in my head that is not from God, any thought that doesn't give me hope, I know it's not from God. Any thought that tells me I'm nobody, I can't do what God's called me to do, listen, you got to know right then it's not from God. It is not from God. You with me? Everybody say the promise. You need to start laying claim on your salvation. You need to lay claim on your church, your family. Stop speaking defeat. Listen, you don't belong in a box. God doesn't belong in a box. Then that means you don't belong in a box. Right? Listen, you are called to do great things for God. Everybody say, dream big. Have a big vision. Hallelujah. Be a visionary. Don't let the enemy beat you up. Don't let the enemy tell you that you can't do these things, that you can't do what God's called you to do. Don't let the enemy tell you this, I'm not worthy to go into the church and sit down. I'm not worthy to do that. I'm not worthy. Here's another one. Here's one. You got tattoos. People are going to look at you differently because you got tattoos. Here's one. I've got people that knew me in my old life that go to that church, and I'm afraid what they're going to think and what they're going to do. No, listen, it's an opportunity to tell them how powerful God is. Yeah, they probably knew you in your old, in the BC days before Christ. They probably knew you then. But guys, it's AD. After Christ. You got to keep your... And you know what happens? The devil, the enemy, even our flesh will get us thinking BC days instead of AD. And you can be saved, but you'll have BC thinking. You with me? But if you're saved, Paul said, since you're saved, since you're a new creation, put off the old man and put on the new. Amen. I am a new creation by the blood of Jesus Christ. There's nothing to argue about here. There's nothing to discuss here. Yes, I made some mistakes. Yes, I disobeyed God some in my life after I got saved. But hallelujah, he picked me back up. He didn't give up on me. And I'm here to tell you that God hasn't gave up on you. Verse 2 in Joshua chapter 1. Hallelujah. He says, Moses, my servant, is dead. Y'all see that on the screen? Now I want y'all to personalize this, okay? Now they don't know where Moses' body is. Michael, the archangel, actually fought with Satan in the book of Jude. It records they fought over the body of Moses. Now, the implication here is that if the children of Israel would have found the body of Moses, they would have worshipped the vessel instead of God. Y'all with me? That's the implication. Okay, Moses. There's a reason why God hid Moses. That's the implication. Okay, let's personalize this verse. My past is dead. Now, therefore, arise. Go over this Jordan, my inheritance. You and all this people to the land which I am giving to them, the children of Israel. You and your family. To the inheritance which I am giving to you, to them, the children of Israel. Unforgiveness is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this. Bitterness is dead. Hurt is dead. Now therefore arise. Weeping may endure for the night. Now arise and rejoice, because joy comes in the morning. Are y'all catching it? Listen, you need to quit investing in what's dead and go to what is living. You remember when the two women went to Jesus' tomb to anoint his body? Y'all remember that? And there was the two angels that were there, and they said, "He's not here. Why do you seek the living among the dead? Why are you going to the BC? It's dead. When you can go where Jesus is, because he's risen. He's not here. He's not in BC days. He is here in the AD. Oh, that's so good. That is good. Your past is dead. All right. How many in here believe that with me? Your past, your sinful past is dead. Hallelujah. Do you really believe it? I want you to give a hearty amen. Do you really believe it?
Amen.
Moses, my servant, is dead. Okay, Moses is in the hands of God now. How many relationships have you tried to revive that God didn't want you to fool with anymore in the past? Y'all catch the application. There are things that are dead. It's gone. It's over. Quit trying to invest in things that are dead. There's nothing living. God says, get over the dead stuff and cross the Jordan, because on the other side of the Jordan is your inheritance. I'm not defined by what I did. I'm defined by who Jesus is. Y'all remember this. I want y'all to remember this. You can put it on Facebook as a status update, right? Put it on Twitter, MySpace. Well, they don't do MySpace anymore, do they? All right. Your mindset. It's good. Your mindset must match your destination that God has for you. See, you can have a new spirit and have a BC mind before Christ. Y'all with me? And if you have that kind of thinking, man, you're not going to go anywhere. But when you understand, wait a minute, what God said in Deuteronomy 28, he'll command the blessing. I'm the head, not the tail. You keep on believing that. You keep on confessing it. You lay claim on it. Everybody say it with me. Lay claim on the promise. Hallelujah. I want you to say this. I'm the head and not the tail. I am covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. If God be for me, who can be against me? In Jesus' name. Do you believe it? You receive it? Don't you believe anything else less. I don't care what you go through this next week. I don't care what you go through next month. I don't care what the enemy throws you. You got to keep believing that God is commanding his blessing on your life. If you believe it, shout it to the Lord. Hallelujah. God isn't living in my bitterness. God isn't living in my hurt. He's living in the promised land. I think I'm going to get my inheritance. Question, are you hungry for God? Are you hungry? Are you truly hungry for God? Are you truly hungry for his word? I was at Hardee's the other day getting breakfast. I'm not going to ask who goes to Hardee's, because everybody know Coy. Everybody and their neighbor goes to Hardee's on Saturday morning. And so here I am, I'm in the line, and I'm still on Highway 411 trying to get me a biscuit. I'm like, what in the world? People don't cook anymore. And then I was like, well, I'm talking about myself. And so I'm in the drive-thru, and I'm like, man, this restaurant stays open because people are hungry. Do you know why churches die? Because people are not hungry. If your prayer life dies, it's because you're not hungry. You filled yourself up with something else. Maybe the world, whatever it is. If you don't want to die, don't fill yourself up with the things of the world. Things that oppose God. If you want your heart to be open to the things of God, How about being hungry for the things of God? Amen? How many here is going to lay claim on the promises? Now, I seen somebody raise it. She was like, yes, I am. I'm laying claim. I'm laying claim right now in Jesus' name. Everybody say childlike faith. You got to be like a child. I believe it. And I'm telling you, this week, the enemy will come to you. I'm telling you, after I preach this message, I'm going to warn you. I'm going to warn you right now. He's going to come to you. He's going to say, look at your life. All this, listen, this is just a bunch of hocus pocus stuff. This is just a bunch of this magic stuff. Listen, this is not magic. This is the Word of God. Living. And if you're hungry for God's inheritance, and I believe it, we're going to pray together. Here in just a minute, we're going to pray together. And we're going to, and God's going to release His inheritance upon us because His presence is right here. The anointing's right here. Lay claim on the promise. Look at your spouse, girlfriend, friend. Say, we're going to lay claim on the promises of God. Don't lay claim on defeat. You're victorious. Amen. You have the victory. Amen, church. Do you have the victory? Do you have the victory? Amen. Do you believe that? If you agree with me, I want you to stand. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Now, church, I'm believing this with you, and I want you to believe with me that God is releasing His promises in our life, and that our past is dead. It is dead, and now we can have what God has for us now. Listen, I don't have to wait till I die to get to the land of promise. I'm in the land of promise now because I've got Jesus in my heart. And so I'm just going to give another call. We had an altar call earlier. Praise God. We're a praying bunch around here. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to give a call here. We're going to pray that God will release the inheritance that is found in the land of Canaan, where the milk and honey are flowing. And God's going to give you the revelation that you can walk in this, that you can walk in this promise. And what I've read in Deuteronomy chapter 28 this morning, if you want those blessings, if you want those promises released in your life, and you believe it and you want to lay claim to it, I invite you to come up to the front. Listen, it's not a transaction, you hear me? It's not a transaction. All it is laying claim on the promises of God. If you want to lay claim on these promises, I invite you to come up to the front. As he begins to worship the Lord right now, we lay claim on these promises right now. Deuteronomy chapter 28. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we lay claim on these promises that we found in Deuteronomy 28 that you provided through your Son, Jesus. Father, we pray. We're so happy and glad that these blessings shall overtake us. Father, we don't live according to circumstance. But Father, we live according to faith. And Father, we thank you for salvation and grace. And Father, I pray that your inheritance would be released in our lives right now. And we lay claim on these promises. We lay claim on these blessings. And Father, give us the wisdom, Lord, to resist the lies of the enemy that tries to condemn us. And Father, I pray, God, that holiness would be produced in our lives, living for you. Oh, hallelujah. God, thank you, Jesus. Let's begin to worship the Lord right now.
A strong and mighty tower that I can run into. For God, without him, oh. He's a strong and mighty tower that I can't.